Firstly, I'd like to thank you for inviting me to today's meeting and for your ongoing interest in the sector. I strongly endorse all that John has just covered, and me, like my colleagues in IBI, are united in our desire to protect our industry and continue to provide the service demanded by our listeners. What I'll try to do today is give you a sense of where stations like Clare FM and Tip FM are at, and more importantly, what the future holds. Later, I'll zone in on news and current affairs in particular, and the financing currently available to us. Most stations in Ireland, after an uncertain start, are now well established, performing very strongly from a listenership perspective and providing a very valuable public service. We've a depth and breadth of service unlike anywhere else in the world, and I think we've created something really unique. More importantly, I think we provide a valuable public service within relatively small markets. We play a key role in the democratic process at a local, regional and national level. We provide a balance to the misinformation that currently thrives on social media. And I think most importantly, we play a critical role within local communities, supporting local charities, businesses, supporting organisations, the local arts sector and so on. So from a listener's perspective, we're in a good place. We're resilient and entrenched in our communities. This was clearly highlighted during the recent pandemic, where we were able to get key messaging across on a trusted medium within minutes of receiving it. Credit where we've got to goes to the talented people working in the sector, the BAI who've overseen the orderly development of the sector, and you, the politicians, who've made some key interventions over the years, none more so than the funding we received during the pandemic, and we're very grateful for that. However, we cannot take our current situation for granted. While listenership is strong, the financing of stations is under significant pressure, with most local stations now making modest profits at best. This has an obvious knock-on effect on investment in programming and staffing. The advertising market has changed dramatically, with more than half of all national budgets now going to digital operators who have little oversight. At a local level, advertising spend has been challenged by COVID-related issues and the cost of living crisis. One of our main challenges for local stations, however, remains the financing of local news and current affairs. Local stations in most other countries tend to be music-based, with no current affairs and a handful of news bulletins per day. The BBC recently announced plans to reduce its local programming on its local network to just two shows per day. So we can't take what we've created for granted. We do not want to go this route. Funding to protect news and current affairs output in the independent sector is urgently required. We're often told that this funding is already available to us through Sound and Vision, but historically this has been of limited benefit to the sector. While well-intentioned, the funding available includes significant administration for small amounts, is unsuitable for the live environment we operate in, and is prescriptive in terms of the type of programming that funds can be used for. In general, it also provides short-term funding for additional programming and cannot be used to secure the output that we've already proven provides a valuable public service. There have, however, been some positive developments in recent times, with a ring-fence round for COVID and an industry-wide application for Irish Music Month, but further reform is urgently required. It was good to see journalism in Ireland being supported through the recent VAT reduction on newspapers, but our journalism also needs recognition and support. It's worth noting that the manner in which this funding was made available trusted newspaper operators to allocate up to 39 million in annual funding to where they thought best, without any guarantees on public service outcomes. Unfortunately, when it comes to radio, there's huge frustration about the hoops we've to jump through for assistance, despite us having no issue in justifying how public monies are allocated. Schemes were recently recommended by the Future of Media Commission, and we believe that these have been accepted by government. These include local democracy reporting, court reporting, news reporting schemes, as well as support for digital transformation. These schemes are welcome, however, the devil is in the detail. It is vital that we learn from Sound and Vision and ensure that these are adequately funded and have administration proportionate to the amounts involved. More importantly, amounts need to be ring-fenced for radio and direct funding for existing public service elements given serious consideration. Irish radio stations provide a very valuable public service at a local, regional and national level, and we need to protect this long into the future. There are opportunities to achieve some of this through funding that is already in place or proposed, but these schemes need to be less about reprogramming our stations and more about directing funding to where it is needed. Thank you.